Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, April 19th. Today's moves follow a roller coaster of a regular trading session yesterday that ultimately ended mixed. The Dow eked out a gain of 22 points or 0.06%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both closed in the red. The S&P 500 essentially flat, dropping just less than 0.25%. The NASDAQ shed more than 0.5%. Bill, let's get into Friday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
You know, S&Ps are essentially flat this morning, which is, there's a big headline that's out there that, Israel attacked Iran. It was a minor attack. The attack was more symbolic in nature than anything else. I'm positive on these markets. I mean, the spoos have really recovered. I mean, we were at, 4,949, and now we're back up to 500, 5,000. So that's very positive. And you think about it, it's like you got big tech earnings next week. This is the week that we wait for when we know we're going to get market gains. There's no Fed speak going on because the Fed are all going to be in the blackout period because that starts on Saturday. And, last night we had earnings from Netflix, which were positive, but their forward guidance suggested subscriber rates could be at a peak level, but the tech earnings, for the last few days, very similar last quarter. This is the week where they're a bit underwhelming, but not bad. But next week, I'm excited about. I'm looking overseas at what happened. I see that in Tokyo, the market dropped 1,000 points or 2.66%. Hong Kong dropped 161 points. But then you look over at Europe this morning, and it's a different story. The DAX is down 95 points or about 0.5%. The FTSE is down 36 points or 0.46%. The CAC is only down 7 points or about like 0.1%. The fact is that, in France, the one real bright spot is the luxury good makers. L'Oreal, posted a 9.4% increase in Q1 sales. You look at Germany, the German producer prices experienced a 2.9 year-over-year decline. That's the slowest decrease in 8 months, but that's okay. In China, I see that, the steel makers are saddled with all this glut of unsold metal because of the property bust. So they're looking to ship that overseas, at discounted prices. Okay. But oil's my key watch today. Now, oil was really, oil jumped, 4% when that news about the Israeli strike hit. It has since fallen back. We're looking at oil now, and it's actually down, 6%. I mean, you look at WTI's at $82.21. That's down 0.63%. You're looking at Brent trading at $86.46. That's down 0.72%. So, hopefully cooler heads are going to prevail, and we're not going to have to worry about this Middle East situation escalating. I still have some concerns about the early morning, but I do think we could actually finish a little higher today. So that's what I have for you in terms of our morning market update, Emily.
Bill, plenty to be keeping track of this morning. And you're doing that as you do every morning using your Newswire, breaking it down in these types of news alerts. One area that we're seeing some action is earnings. You have your earnings alert set up. So, Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to the day's earnings action.
Netflix ticker NFLX, a 14-cent beat on lower revenue. Guidance was an issue. You look at Netflix, it's down 6%. Could move a little lower. PPG Industries, that's ticker Paul Grace. Met expectations on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it hasn't really opened up before trading yet. American Express, ticker AXP, beat by 55 cents on higher revenue. Stock's flat to higher. Procter & Gamble, they beat by 11 cents. It was done on lower revenue. The upcoming, we have AZZ Incorporated coming out Monday morning. And their EPS is 70 cents. Expected move is 9.55%. You also have Verizon, ticker VZ, coming out Monday morning. Their EPS is $1.12, and the expected move is 4.46% when they release, Emily.
And Bill, now we're going to get to the day's economic events. A little slow on this front, but what is going on in terms of economic events?
Yeah, it's slow all around right now for economic events. At 1 p.m., you get the Baker Hughes rig count. Only Fed speak going on is going to be coming from Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goolsbee, who's going to be speaking at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And then, Saturday starts the blackout. So this is the last time we're going to be hearing. But the Fed speak has been rather negative, talking about rates higher for longer, preparing the markets for kind of a hawkish speech when they come out on Wednesday, May 1st, with after the Fed announcement, Emily.
And again, we'll be keeping track of all of that right here on Newswire. And the other thing we're following, as we do every morning, Bill, are the day's other market-moving news items. This includes things like merger news, guidance news, buyback news, other catalysts. You're grouping your stocks together like your FANG stocks and your Dow 30 stocks, gathering all this market-moving information using your Newswire. You break it down for us every morning. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
I mean, realistic, we're just going to get into it. The FANG stocks like Apple, China ordered Apple to remove the popular WhatsApp and Threads. They're also asked them to remove Signal and Telegram from the iPhone app store. They need to comply with the censorship demands out of China. Talking Google, ad changes fall short according to UK privacy regulators. Meta unveiled a chatbot to challenge ChatGPT, Gemini, and Bing, which is interesting. Netflix, hey, they came out and said that they're going to stop posting subscriber numbers starting first quarter next year. That's not a positive sign. That shows to me, it shows that they feel that their subscriber base is at peak demand. Tesla, I see Tesla is recalling 3,878 Cybertrucks due to an accelerator pedal problem. Remember, Tesla's earnings are out next week. I'm talking Dow Jones 30, Apple's out there pitching their VR headset to corporate users. Hey, that $3,500 price tag, when you compare it to the Meta price tag of $500, it means that they know that they can't compete on the retail end. That's how I view it. Next week, we got, earnings coming out from Verizon, Visa, Boeing, IBM, Merck, Caterpillar, Microsoft, Intel, Chevron. They're all releasing earnings. It's going to be a big week for corporate earnings. Johnson & Johnson, a Florida judge on Thursday, concluded that Johnson & Johnson's baby powder talc product did not cause ovarian cancer of a Florida woman who died in 2019. That's positive for Johnson & Johnson. In terms of merger news, we got to talk about PARA, ticker PARA. Sony Pictures and Apollo apparently are doing a joint bid for Paramount Global. Nordstrom's ticker JWM, John, William, Nancy, they formed a special committee as the owners are mulling taking the company private. We're talking guidance news, particularly PPG, Paul Grace. They see Q2 EPS coming in $2.42 to $2.52. Street estimate is $2.55, a little high. Netflix sees Q2 EPS $4.68. Street estimates $4.54, so that's not bad. American Express backed its full year 2024 EPS view at $12.65 to $13.15. Street estimate has it at $12.08, so that's good. Talking buyback news, PPG, Paul Grace authorized a $2.5 billion stock buyback. KB Holmes, ticker KBH, they announced a $1 billion share buyback program. And Procter & Gamble still sees repurchasing 5 to 6 billion common shares in 2021. In terms of catalyst calls, we've got Car Guru, ticker CARG, Charlie Apple, Richard Grace, JP Morgan calls it a positive catalyst watch. And MT, this is an Indian firm, a steel company, Alcantara and Mittal, Citibank opened up a 30-day positive catalyst watch list on the stock. So that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to end this week?
Ticker PKG, Paul Kilo Grace. This is Packaging Corp of America. They're going to be releasing their earnings after the bell on Monday. So it's a little late. EPS is $1.59. Expected move is 6.50%. Yesterday's call volume, a little light on the day, 64 calls versus 17 puts. But the call open interest, 4,947 calls versus 2,185 puts. That's 2-1. The stock's really been weak. It's been getting hit. But I look at the major brokers, they're all positive. They're saying, hey, this is best of breed in terms of this segment. So I'm thinking we could start seeing a little bit of a turnaround in the stock. I think that we're going to see a little bit of a rally, about to happen. I do think we could open up a little weaker on the stock because the market could open up weak all around. So I got to protect myself on that. So I'm saying 177.50 is an entry price somewhere around there, give or take 50 cents. But I think we're going to see some gains, especially. It might have to hold us into earnings, you know, Monday through the day. But I think this could be an interesting one. Ticker PKG, Paul Kilo Grace, Emily.
Packaging Corp of America. It is today on a bit of an earnings play. Yesterday was an earnings play as well. And coming up, we're going to check in on that. You did mention it during your earnings rundown. So stick with us to do that recap. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Let's see. What do we have here today? JBL, this is J-Bill. The CEO was placed on leave pending an investigation into corporate policies. That's not good. Stock's going to get hit today. 1.5-2%. Then it might recover later on. But JBL, negative going into the opening. Tesla down 2% after that Cybertruck recall. Earnings next week for Tesla doesn't look good. Apple came out and said it removed WhatsApp and Threads from the Apple China store. You know, that's what China demanded. So it's been done. Warner Brothers, and Walt Disney at the NBA exclusive media rights negotiation period with its current partners, Disney and Warner Brothers, is likely to expire without a deal on Monday. Something to keep an eye on. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we sign off for the weekend and get to trading on this Friday, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Procter & Gamble. You did give us a look at the stock during your earnings report. They did report their Q3 earnings this morning, an EPS of $1.52. The consensus here had been $1.41. They were slightly off on revenue. They reported Q3 revenue of $20.2 billion, just below the consensus of $20.41 billion. You gave us that note about their Q2 guidance during your newswear alerts. They also said they now expect fiscal 2024 adjusted EPS growth of 10% to 11%. That's actually up from prior growth forecast of 8% to 9%. Bill, you were trading this one ahead of earnings. How did your call work out?
It worked out actually really well because, you know, the stock opened up at 156.34. You know, that was higher than my 156 entry point. But the good news is the stock did weaken. It actually fell down to 155.96. Right under the 156 entry point. And then it rallied all the way up to 157.63. So there's your 1%. And as I say, listen, take the 1% gain during the day. Don't wait to hold it into earnings because anything can happen on the earnings. Just be consistent. Grab 1% every day and you'll be happy. And that's what we did with the Procter & Gamble yesterday. We got in at a good price. We got out without taking huge risk into earnings. Stock trading a little off this morning, even though the earnings weren't bad, but we made our money yesterday. So got to be pleased with that. Got to be pleased with that, Emily.
Happy with that, Bill, that 1% and right on with that entry price. And we will check in with you Monday about today's Packaging Corp of America pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.